Welcome. When was the last time you had a moment to look up at the sky and just observe? You know, lose yourself in the peace and quiet of what's above you. I had a chance to do that this morning. There's not much up there, at least not in Arizona. A flock of birds, a small plane, bunch of clouds. And yet we usually exist in this highly trafficked space in our minds, on the roads, on the internet, our busy lives. But when you look up, it's wide open. It's free. And that's what meditation means to me, what I hope to share with you in these minutes we experience together. An open space to stretch our minds, to wander, to roam freely. One of my all-time favorite books, it's called Illusions by Richard Bach. I like to talk about this book once every 6 months. And in the book, the main character is Donald Shimoda. He's an airplane mechanic working in the wide open fields of the Midwestern USA. But Donald Shimoda also happens to be the Messiah. Except this incarnation, he's choosing to lie low. He doesn't want to create such a stir. And Donald Shimoda carries a little book called The Messiah's Handbook. An unusual aspect of this handbook is that it has no page numbers. The reason for this, as Shimoda explains, is that the book will open to the page on which the reader may find guidance or the answers to doubts and questions in their mind. In other words, no page numbers. You are exactly where you're supposed to be on your journey. This moment right now is just right. However amazing or difficult this moment might be for you, it's just where you're supposed to be. The question is always if you're willing to trust that in your most heartfelt space, you know there are no page numbers. Just this moment and how well you are showing up for it determines how well you're living. There's just something about this book, Illusions. I've read it like 15 times. It brings me back to that wide open space that you experience when you look up at the sky. And in that space, we find it's easier to trust that there are no page numbers. So here's a quote from the book Illusions. Like attracts like. Just be who you are, calm and clear and bright. Automatically, as we shine who we are, asking ourselves every minute, is this what I really want to do? Doing it only when we answer yes, automatically, that turns away those who have nothing to learn from who we are and attracts those who do and from whom we have to learn as well. Again, be who you are, calm and clear and bright. Hard to do that when you're stuck in the traffic and the busy headspace. 6 months ago, when I started out creating Trust Your Journey, life was different. It was easier. No pandemic, no leukemia, no riots. It was a new decade, and you and I were excited about the prospects to wipe the slate clean and start fresh. The roaring 20s. But now it's such a mess, and we all have to navigate these challenges that make you constantly flex your relationship muscles and your trust muscles and your ability to not freak out muscles. And yet it feels like the growth happening over these 6 months is really significant. I mean, everyone's in this mess, but only some people are taking the time to be calm and clear and bright. For instance, this morning I was reading about these millennials, and they've been reaching out to senior living homes all over the country because seniors in these homes are super lonely and really isolated. And these millennials are creating these intergenerational movie nights on the internet with these elders. It's amazing. Calm and clear and bright. Another example, this lady who works next to me at my office in Arizona, She's out of work. She has no income. I don't think she's paying rent on her office. And yet her two teenage kids, she's inspiring or encouraging, maybe forcing them to sew masks that they're giving out to underprivileged people all over Phoenix. She's not letting her kids sit around. She's making them do good, even when she's out of work. Calm and clear and bright. Another friend of mine, she's been sending out the most meaningful messages because she is white and she's been married to an African-American man for decades. And she's sharing with everybody how her husband has an Ivy League education. She did not even get through 2 years of graphic design school. And yet she's the one with the white advantage. And this is the person I want to be hearing from. I want to be learning from. This is the person who I want to lead the way. And the one thing that these people have in common, no page numbers. They're showing up in this relatively dark moment in history, but that doesn't mean anything to them. They're showing up calm and clear and bright. It's just a reminder. Sometimes it's important to get to a place where you can look up. There's an open space to stretch and wander. Let your mind roam freely. Let's do that right now. Take a moment to get even more comfortable. And if you can, get outside and look up. Or maybe just close your eyes. Find your breath. Calm and clear and bright. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, calm and clear and bright. Thank you. if your attention wandered, calm and clear and bright. Coming back to the moment. What I hope to share with you in these minutes we experience together, an open space to let your mind stretch and wander and roam freely. As it goes in the Messiah's handbook, there are no page numbers. You're right where you're supposed to be. It's just this moment and how well you're showing up for it that determines how well you're living. So today, when you find yourself in the mess, look up. See you tomorrow. Peace.